It's alive!
True ultimate. Fresher, larger sound.
Hey guys!
What up?
Welcome to Totally Random Podcast. My name is Muta, aka Miss Jackson.
And I'm ATG the Animator.
Why are you sounding boring today?
I don't know. I think because I'm tired.
Tired from what?
From Kumusha was Kumusha last week. To the Nyaradza thingy.
That was last weekend, and then there was the long holiday.
Shaja, I'm going to go back.
So, what should I do? I'm
going to go back to the Nyaradza.
What were you doing this past weekend then?
I can't say.
Why?
Because I can't say. I just can't say that.
Why can't you say?
I was working. Taking videos. Documentaries. Interviews.
I think I saw your post.
Yes. Did you like it?
No.
Why not?
I saw it on your WhatsApp status.
Hey, you no comment.
So anyway,
welcome to a second segment.
Yes,
thank you for listening though. Thank you, shout out to everyone.
Yes, thank you guys, and thank you so much for the feedback.
And yeah, I'm happy to be here. How are you, Muta?
I'm good, thanks.
Great, good to see you. You're looking awesome. Good. Your shoes are dope.
Thanks. These are my mom's shoes, actually.
So a bit of a bogo.
No, she gave them to me because she didn't realize they're too small for her.
So it's no longer your mom's shoes.
Yes, they're my shoes now. But I need Saga. To look for the US dollars. My US.
So yeah, it's dope to be here.
Yes, it is. What are we discussing today? What's our
topic? Today we're... Do you know what? So when I was planning to go, I was learning a lot.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of things that we just don't know, but it happens. And some things, chinongoji ignore.
Okay, like?
But something that I don't believe in them, though. Like, Shahintai was gonna go around, cause my granddad passed away, he was 92. Yes. So, he passed away about 3 months ago.
Oh.
Yeah, in one of our rooms. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a scary little house now. Like, I'm scared to go.
What did your gogo tell you?
It's like, she was like, to his final resting place. He's still midway.
Okay.
I was like, okay. So he passed on, right? And then one for Vaindaku, the first stage, where they're just chilling.
Oh, they're stages.
They're stages, fam.
So I'm like, a bus stop.
I was like, okay. So, yeah, it's called Musunja.
Okay. Where are you guys from? Ana Gonzalez.
Gonzalez from Portugal. Hey.
Okay.
But I'm from Portugal.
Okay, but Munovaku, Mozambique.
Yeah, we don't know about Mozambique, but it's from Portugal.
Okay, so it's called Musunja.
Musunja. Okay. Yeah. So the family takes part in this one on Panyaradzo, Vano Bika Doro, and then we end up close to the Pagavigwa, the deceased, and then we Vaka Chihari, like ne Matak. We no chongo dira ne Fuko, she captured.
Yeah.
Vashitaura, Javarukuda in life.
Okay.
So, Dorongo dira Pasiroro, Dornozo, Miwana Seku.
Oh.
And then he moves on to the next stage.
Oh, so for him to move to the next stage, I'm not gonna be good at all.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, and she was mad because I didn't participate in that.
Why didn't you?
I'm like, I was working. I was editing a video.
So did you see this meme that's doing the rounds these days?
Oh, Auntie,
you go to university for 2 weeks. The next thing, perfume or fumbaga bata laptop. Ndimigana ATG. Memorial, you're busy editing videos. Wow. And you're missing out on your, like, cultural values. Okay.
But she was furious, though. Sansi, she said something. She was like, as you want to die, too. But then she told me all this stuff. But yeah. Oh. How was your weekend?
Okay, so wait. I want to understand these stages, right?
Yeah.
So he moves from the stage where Mabikira Doro. What's the next stage?
I did not ask.
Oh, I was, okay. Yeah, no, I
was overwhelmed with the first thing that she told me. Mm-hmm. I was like,
So what must happen to the room that he passed away in? It needs to be cleansed or what?
I don't know. I think it has to be cleansed. But I get to grow up in the house, so.
So you're scared to sleep in that room now?
I never slept in that room. Oh. It's just a scary room by itself. Oh, before wow. anyone died in there.
Why?
It's just, no one sleeps in there.
Oh wow.
It's just a scary room. Legit. I don't know why. Oh. Like, it's a normal room. Everything. There's the same room.
Wait, then. I saw you posting something saying you're waiting for the nyao.
Oh yeah. Congolese good.
Ah.
That was dope.
Was it fun?
It was fun.
Okay, so just so you know, ATG is a producer, right? So 2 months ago, he produced this movie called The Nyao, which isn't out yet.
Yes, yeah.
So The Nyao is another term of chiguri.
Yeah.
So I think this was very exciting.
It was because I was excited.
Ah, okay.
Kankuni about 64 chiguri.
Whoa, guys. That's scary.
Because apparently, I didn't know this, but my crew, my time was chiguri gudan.
Oh, he was a chiguri?
Yeah.
Why wow. are you laughing? Because of the way you always used to talk about chiguri, not knowing your own grandfather was.
But you were Vangawari, like, this is good data, so.
Uh-huh.
Do you know chiguri is supposed to be a secret? No one's supposed to know it.
Oh, it's like a cult.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, Vakakaya, like, from far and wide. Kokabika, but two my drum is as a. And I got two. Don't go to Kumona one.
And I got two.
Timona the Sadza.
You moan at the Sadza.
I moan at the Sadza.
It's
the Yes.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. I find Shona culture interesting. Well, not just Shona, but African culture. It's very interesting.
It's very interesting. And the thing is, we do not take to heart anything that we do as African people.
Yeah,
like
Snowoti,
I think from Batongo to Africa, we talk from Gajenembe, Nichichichichi, but there's more to that. And we are all Africans and we're just supposed to embrace it.
That's very true.
But Yeah,
and also I think it's another thing of really not understanding our cultural background and not embracing our norms and values as well.
And that's what I think, because we don't have anyone who's teaching us these things.
Yeah, we don't. Because now those that are there to teach us, some people will be busy editing videos and recording. So, Shinone.
Hey, where is that Musunjazi?
Because she was not telling you after the whole thing.
I should have witnessed it.
You should have recorded those things.
You're right. Mm. And edited that video.
Exactly.
Damn.
Would have made so much sense. But you're so blessed, eh? Because at least you have someone who's from that generation who tells you what's supposed to be done and everything.
And but I feel like we should have the energy to learn and find more information about this.
Yeah, we should.
Because Tunongoti.
My problem at Tina Isusu is, when we think culture, we just see what shiri evil.
Exactly.
That's the problem with our generation, because we really don't understand some of these things.
And some people don't want them to pose.
Yeah. But you know, funny enough, our generation, most of us, I think 98%, we embrace our mutupos. Like, and I'm proud of mine.
What's your totem?
I'm Mangwenya from the Gushungo clan.
Yeah. I shall not speak any further.
Anyway, what's yours?
I'm a Hungwe.
Hungwe.
The Zimbabwe bird.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sick.
So, I'm Zukuru Angu.
See, now that's where I get confused now. These things.
Just know you're my Mzukuru.
How?
Because, like, I have my Mzukurus. Okay, I have my Wazukurus. From the Hungwe clan. Yeah.
Now if you say the Hungwe clan, now it sounds...
Okay, I don't know what it's called, but from the Hungwe side of totems, if you want to call it. I don't know.
Okay.
Now you're confusing me. That doesn't make any sense.
Sagoro Chigogo.
Didi Mbuya Mutsa.
Mbuya Mutsa. Mbuya Miss Jackson.
Kana zvazve umbuya tsi.
Mbia Mr. Jackson.
No, akuna zvakadaro.
Mbia Mr. Jackson. Do you know what? I'm happy for you today.
Why?
Today you're sitting on the machine. So can I sound this rubber boga mutendi probably.
Yes guys. I'm the one in control.
So yeah.
I'm now a producer.
Yes, please play us a song. What song are we playing on the first song today?
Today what song do you want to listen to? Kokota. I'm a piano.
Memories.
Yes, please. Let's play that song.
So yeah, Kokota.
Bye. I'm a piano. Who's saying Kokota?
All I know is I'm a piano Kokota now. Like, that's all I know.
Me too. Hello.
Don't let them see. It's like.
Fresher, larger sound.
It's ATG, the animated.
Kokota. I wish I could dance though. Am I a good dancer? My moves okay?
What moves?
Moves up?
No, I'm asking.
I'm a good dancer.
What moves?
I'm a good dancer. This is me telling you, I'm a good dancer. And also everyone listening, I'm a very good dancer. You didn't invite me to your parties.
Okay. Let me chat. Absolutely.
No more steps. You know my steps. This is also no
more chat. Yeah, I have a wedding in 2 weeks.
Damn. Kupi.
Somewhere.
Is it in Zimbabwe?
No.
Icha. You've made it. You're international. I'll say the photographer. Coconut. Can't do no photography.
Yeah, I didn't want to get in there.
Mutsa is cheating on me.
What do you mean? Are you a photographer? I've never seen your work.
You're as cold as ice.
I'm a photographer.
Guys, there's more to that. Honestly, I'm not a photographer. At least I'm a photographer.
Okay,
I'm a videographer and cinematographer. Any opportunity.
Alright, let us not get off topic because now it's about you. In our last segment, we were discussing about relationships.
Relationship goals.
And from your feedback, it seems like we need to continue because it's quite a broad...
It is.
Broad topic.
It's a broad topic and it's a sensitive topic.
Yeah. And it's also educational.
It is educational. Love is educational. I don't know. Relationship ka usina kudzidzaka. Ayo, I thought you do something wrong.
Oh my god.
Can love ka ku.
Sam, I think I now have a PhD.
It's
Call me Dr. Jackson.
Yes. Hey, that's you about two years. What's the name? The PhD? I don't know. My core guy.
Dr. Love.
Even me. Fetu yako mundi ne problem.
Sure. So, what are we talking about today?
Yeah. So, in a relationship, would you waka tazi? Let's say you're still in the early stages, and did you? Muchiri ku kunyarana like vision.
Early stages. That's like
the first month or month.
Okay.
Fire, but wait till what?
Okay.
Would you say it out? Ipapo, can out to number mirror? Cause catching fire, catching a young love. What would you do?
Well, it depends on the level of how sad. If I'm sad, or if it's made me sad, or if it's made me mad.
No, it's one of those things. You don't.
Okay, give us an example then.
Okay. Okay, Chinjemazwan, what's up? You don't like it when... Okay, we are dating, so make it simple. We are dating, you send me a message. I'm online, but don't reply to you. I blue tick you, don't reply you. To some people, that's okay. But to you, it's a huge thing. You don't like outombo, out, you don't tolerate that. What would you do?
Well, it depends, really. Like, is it now a consistent thing? Like, are you doing it on a regular basis where I message you and you blue tick me? And then at times, guys, I could be in a meeting. Then you send me a message. Then I can access my phone, right?
Yeah.
During the meeting. So I open your message, but I don't reply you. Then probably I then forget to reply you maybe 3-2 hours later. By the time you get so busy and you get overwhelmed, right? So that's an issue where it's not a consistent thing. So there's no reason for someone to then be mad at you. But then also you just also need to apologize. Say, oh, I'm sorry. I was busy when you messaged. I saw your message. Ndikakangana reply. Or at times you just open the message but you don't even read it. So you can't be mad at someone. Because
I talk
about
some blue ticks, guy.
Yeah.
For these reasons.
No.
And more.
No. I just don't like people seeing my last scene on WhatsApp and stuff.
Why?
I just don't. Just a preference. That's why they put it. That's why there's that option.
That was a piece of bad, and I don't do that. I don't have fans.
Wow, you're extra, Sarah. You know, it's just good to avoid unnecessary problems. You know, to be dramatic about things. To say, "Oh, you didn't reply, so I'm calling you and shouting." No.
Okay.
Just first find out why they didn't reply you before wapo kuta. Also, you no sina ku reply. O tango kuta oronya ya kundisanda kuvunza ti. Why haven't you replied by message? How do you handle it in the early stages?
Somewhere is just rigged. So you should fire. You don't even see that. So, and I don't do confrontations though. To be honest.
But would you call that a confrontation?
It is at some stage.
What's a confrontation in a relationship?
Let's start there.
Yeah, maybe.
If you can expurgate.
Maybe I saw you with some girl. Or maybe I saw a WhatsApp notification from someone saved as Boo Bay or something.
Number the ex that can out.
Or maybe it's your ex. Then I saw a WhatsApp notification from your ex. But then I miss you too or something. I think
I miss you too is deep.
Yes. Because you can't have confrontations over blue.
Oh boy, yeah, no. That was just me putting it out there. But yeah, I miss you too. Actually deep.
You see?
I miss you too.
that's a reason for a confrontation.
God,
that
damn
is
it.
Definitely a reason.
And yay. What would you do? I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I mean, because I miss you too. I don't go to but I miss you.
Yeah, obviously.
What would you do, Musa?
Me?
Putting you on the spot.
Me? I don't know.
Sure. Straight up.
No, I'm really trying to think. I'll be mad.
Yeah, obviously you'll be furious, but I'll just put it out there. Fam. What's happening? Would you go into the message though? Could have been a mean boss. Want to change the whole chat? Count that is enough. For
no,
you.
I wouldn't. Why would I want to make myself sick?
Because I lots of pin am cutting.
Anzuka chaga na juan. Chaga makudo. Chaga makudo na arimugo. So basically, I'll just talk about that whole thing, and it's enough to tell me kuti panga pashtara zaga wanda really deep. So yeah.
Yeah,
I would confront you.
But still, though, do people even matter? Go to my excuses. I got dark. That's what. Check us out. That's on the vanda. Fam, I think that's enough reason to be on a break. Good. Go find yourself. I find myself.
Do you know what, ETG?
Yeah.
I don't believe in, let's take a break because Tanita now, whatever.
Yeah.
To me, it's either we're together or we're not together. When you take a break from each other, a lot happens. you know. And
wait, question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a break and then some other guy makes a move, what do you do?
That's what I'm saying. A lot happens because now you're emotional.
Yeah.
And then you're now entertaining someone who's random or someone who's been trying to get your attention. Now you end up acting out of emotion because of what's going on in your relationship. Then that would be a reason to then actually add more fuel to the fire that's happening around. So
if you're on a break, then someone else comes through, ipin kila.
Ipin kila ye 2 seconds, ka, because now it's obviously going to get your other person to the person you're dating. This is what happened. And then I go, you're like, but why are you asking me that? Auntie, on a break. So I find my breaks, I kind of did. It's either if Tane Tana Gatingo Garata Taurirana Yedu, Topizerana. When you feel, Kuti, you're now in a good space to sit and talk things out.
Yeah.
Don't then try to solve things.
Yeah.
So better off, cool down, then you solve out your issues. Not to say, oh yeah, we're on a break. How long is the break going to be? Yeah. Oh, it's like 2 weeks and stuff. So no, we're not doing that here, boo boo. It don't work.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how I feel.
And my breaks are under apple. This is so good.
Yeah, my breaks are where. Also, I wish I talk with Ambassador and go to XTG. We need a break.
You got me.
But you just said, well, born in my break.
You got me hard.
I'm sorry.
No, that bone out cause at some point, I'm going to do not option out me like, I know what, let's go on a break, but do not, go back to my crush.
You and crushes, it's now actually very annoying. Who's your crush?
Okay, well, I don't have a crush.
I think you do.
I don't.
Because every other time it's crush. Okay, so let's move on so that we wrap up this topic today. How do you fix a broken relationship? Is it the same as how do you handle confrontations?
How do you fix a broken relationship?
How have you fixed your broken relationship? Have you ever been in a broken relationship?
It was broken and then chakaramba chakangu panyika.
Chakaramba chakabenda.
Chakaramba chakabenda.
So you've never been in a situation where zvanga zvadhakwa?
Then utotashi tsosa zvekare. I have been in those situations, honestly.
And give us like one. How did you handle it and how did you make things work?
Communication. I feel like my relationships ka. It's more on the communication side. So the more you communicate, the more you understand each other and you can solve things. Musnambo tawrira type of thing. So yeah, the broken relationship was fixed by communicating, airing out everything, churukunesa, and then we fixed things and takatsukira. Then tirazvara mana one zvimwe. But tangatato mushibendisa futi. Chitasati me side.
Shako is standard.
And you?
Yeah, I feel it's communication as well and just basically putting your pride aside.
Yeah.
I think that's very important.
Pride number one.
Because I feel pride kills everything. I know myself. Pride.
I have choices, yeah. You said it last week.
Anyway, well, that's a good one. So if you're really about someone and about that relationship, you really have to swallow your pride and put it aside and say, let's talk, you know, let's solve things.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it, you understand? And also, like you're saying, Kuti, you communicate how, basically telling each other how you feel and where you stand and what then led to things happening the way they happened and how you're both willing to work on things. Because basically fixing a broken relationship isn't easy. It's more on action than it is on like actually just talking about it. Because sorry doesn't solve anything. Like what they say, Kuti, you can take a glass, you break it, but you can't put it back together. That's mm-hmm. trust. When you break my trust, for me to then really get to a point where I say, I now fully trust you again, it takes a lot. So it all has to do with your actions and you just sticking to your word to say, you know what, I'm here, I'm committed to making this work. And also me not then giving you a hard time, Kuti. Maybe we broke up because you cheated on me, Aniti. Yeah. Then you broke my heart, you broke my trust. And then now I'm going to say, and then you come back to me and you're like, oh, Mutsa, please give me a second chance. Then I give you a second chance. And then some people tend to take advantage of that. And they pass a second chance. Because she's in love with me. Or he's in love with me. You know, I have him wrapped around my little finger and stuff. So, you know what? He's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like that because you really need to work on it for us to put that glass back together to a extent. To an extent where it's where to hold the water, tarita glue back together. Exactly. It's like it takes work for trust to be built back again. And that just requires commitment and also commitment from my side as well, Kuti. I'm not then going to use what you did in the past to break us.
Yeah.
Kuti, every time you try to do something, hey, ndosaka, wakandi cheater. Hey, iwewe, how are you? Exactly. Or when you're on your phone or you don't pick up or you come back home late and like, hey, I'm gonna see Zenka or whatever. No, you know, you just need to let it go because it's also part of forgiveness. And you don't forget, but you have to let it go because it also helps you as an individual to then be able to pour out more because you're not bitter. You've let go. You're not angry anymore. So it's a two-way street on both parts. Akanganisa wacho has work to do. Ne akanganisa also has work to do. Because the moment you say to yourself, it's a second chance. Honey, it's a second chance. You have to work and not use, you're not supposed to use junujachuna against each other, Kuti. No, because I don't trust you. Yes, you don't trust me, but then I'm trying my level best. So sometimes because I then keep using what you did to me in the past, I'm going to end up pushing you away. Instead of you working on building our trust, you're going to end up pushing me away again because I'm like, he hasn't changed. Atotanga futi, pamwe kwana chipo, kwana, I don't know, rudo or whatever. So yeah, you really need to, it's a two-way thing.
It's a two-way thing.
On both parties because I really don't want to look at it and say, no, Tadziro, Achina, the one who's cheated on is the one who's a saint, is the one who has to be, you know, treated like an egg. No, we're both eggs. Let's just treat each other with caution and respect each other at the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my take.
Two questions before we close off. What's the longest relationship you've been in? It's a random question.
It is so totally random.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The longest relationship I was in was like almost 7 years.
Damn.
Yeah. I say almost because we were like consistent from year one to year five. And then pa 6-7, pa ne jagwanda janga jagwi tika.
Papa no break like.
Yeah. So.
7 years. Okay. Disgusting.
What's your second question?
My second question. Forgot my second question.
Okay. What's been your longest relationship?
My longest was 4.5.
Man's days, yes.
Years. Oh, sorry.
You actually pushed, eh? Well done.
Thank you. And do you know, does it 4-5 because 2 zekpets there was no long distance.
Oh.
And I suck at long distance relationships.
Yeah, like, long distance relationships long aren't distance easy. Can you put another? No, not really. I've on tried one.
And
it actually worked for me and that person.
Well done. Where are you now?
Huh?
Where are you now with that person?
So anyway,
you see, anyways, you can.
No, what then happened, but then it wasn't because of the distance. Okay. Yeah, it was other factors, not the distance aspect.
We'll draw on that one next time.
No, there's no next time. We're no longer discussing relationships. Oh, this was the last time.
The last one, okay.
Yes, maybe in future.
Maybe in future.
If we're discussing about weddings.
Maybe on a meet to greet.
Meet to greet.
It's called meet to greet.
Okay.
Like a barbecue, like, I love meat.
Okay. We're going to have a barbecue?
At some point in our lives.
You're so annoying.
You can catch me at ATG the Animator all over Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Well, not even Doc Village.
Is your Instagram ATG the Animator?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
This is a sign that you do not follow me.
No, I thought it was ATG Productions.
No, it was never ATG Productions.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I must have been confused.
It has been always, maybe you're following the wrong account.
No, but do you have an ATG Productions on Instagram?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't. Okay. And you can follow me on Instagram. I'm pretty underscore miss underscore MJ. If it's Facebook, it's Muta Mutari. Yeah, that's it. Pretty.
Nah, catch me on Twitter at ATG Animator. Let's continue the conversation there. So this has been totally random. Thank you again. If you have listened this far, you are amazing. You deserve an award. You deserve more than an award. You deserve to be here. The next one we're going to have...
a special guest.
Special guest.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome.
She is, right?
She is awesome.
Yes.
So yeah, do you know what? Oh, remember, but goodbyes are always the worst.
I can't say goodbye. Like, bye. I say bye, like, I think 5 times. Like, I say bye. Until my friends are like,
So, this is our goodbyes. So, this has
thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. And as always, your feedback is welcome.
And always stay random. Don't be normal.
Normal is boring.
Normal is boring.
You're young.
Yeah.
Live your life. Do things that excite you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you next time.
Mwah. True Ultimate. Fresher, larger sound.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you.
It's alive!